Hello everyone, my name is Anthony Andrighetti. I'm a former backyard wrestler. I used to go by Hades. So this will be my first podcast, and it will mainly be about wrestling and the wrestlers in wrestling as well. So I like to address WWE. WWE has been in the running for a long time, but with New Japan Pro Wrestling and Ring of Honor Wrestling, and Impact falling behind those as well. I can say WWE has more than they can bargain for. They even tried to recruit Pentagon Jr., also known as Penta Zero Miedo, or Zero M, if you will. He has been doing great for himself in PCW and indie wrestling organizations like that, plus Lucha Underground. And, well, even though they tried to recruit him and his contract was confirmed, apparently the contract had some flaws in it that he wasn't happy with. And so, he decided not to go to WWE, which I'm pretty happy about, because if he did go to WWE, they would have just lowballed him and watered down his moveset, and no one wants to see that. Plus, WWE has been not doing very good with their main roster. They put a lot of people behind the scenes, and haven't been given a lot of people a lot of airtime. And even though I like WWE, there's a lot of organizations that have been doing a lot better than them. Now, in the mainstream organizations such as New Japan Pro Wrestling, Ring of Honor Wrestling, and Impact Wrestling, Impact has hit a low ball when about early mid-2000s, but they're making a comeback. But right now I'd say they're behind Ring of Honor and New Japan Pro Wrestling, and WWE is about to be behind them as well. Now for their NXT roster has been doing very good. The NXT roster's storyline have been a lot better, and everything else. Now, I would like to say, Raw has not been doing very good in their storylines. They've been doing very bad. I do like the Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns storyline, though. And, SmackDown, their storylines have been decent. The only issue I have is SmackDown, because of WWE, has been not giving Sin Cara airtime. Sin Cara is one of the best wrestlers WWE has. Yes, everyone knows Unico is the replica Sin Cara, and Mystico from CMLL and AAA companies and at all those companies is the real Sin Cara. But Unico is a good wrestler in his own right, and I don't really think he should be put to the side. And let's see. Also, I like to talk about an indie wrestling company here near my hometown, near my hometown, Titusville, Florida, Atomic Revolution Wrestling. They have some great wrestlers, and they're doing good in their storylines and everything like that. They even have amazing matches. Current storyline that I'm very interested in is former Ink Inc. partners and former best friends Jesse Neal and Shannon Moore. Now, they've been friends for a long time, and here lately, Jesse Neal confirmed this himself on Facebook on a live stream that Shannon Moore has turned his back on him for real, and that, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm so nervous, it's my first time doing this. That, Shannon Moore attacked Jesse Neal not too long ago, talking trash to him and crap, and cheated his way to win the world title from Jesse Neal. Now Jesse Neal should be getting his world title match soon, or it already happened and I missed it, but I believe Jesse Neal will win, and he'll beat the crap out of Shannon Moore for all that he's done to him. Okay, yeah, so I'm going to cut this short, because it's my first time, and I mess up a lot by going, and stuttering and stuff, but that's only because I'm nervous for doing this, because I just didn't want to mess up. So, tomorrow after Raw, I will do another podcast. Well, tonight, when I watch Raw, I'll do a podcast on Raw tomorrow, is what I mean. All right, everyone have a good time.